Welcome to the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. This is season 3, episode 14 of the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. How is everyone? Lise.
Hi.
Harv.
Hello.
Oh, God, you are there.
Yeah. I thought you said, how is everyone? And Lise just said,
I was
hi.
Going to expand on that.
Well, I thought that, you know, it's been a while. We haven't recorded
for a while.
We haven't recorded for a while.
I'm a lot better after I heard that music.
Yeah, that's just, we've changed this up a little bit, haven't we?
We have.
So, it's just the three of us in a room.
It is.
Just the three of us, and we're going back to old school.
Building castles in the sky.
What's that?
Two of us, wasn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, just the two. Will Smith. Just the two of us.
Lisa's going already. So I'm in charge of the sound effects now. So there's going to be lots and lots of this sort of thing.
Ooh. I feel like I need that to like follow me around when I do good stuff.
Every time you talk Every time now, I do. Right. So it is just three of us. It's me, Adam.
Adam.
And
Lisa.
And this is the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. Guys, it's so good to see you.
Oh,
it's amazing to be here tonight.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. So there's been a few twists and turns in the past. We're not going to go into too much detail here live on air, because this is live.
This is live, yes. I need to remember that.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, yeah. Hopefully people are listening live. No, because this podcast, you can listen whenever you want. I bet you didn't know that.
That's the beauty of it.
There you go. Mm. You can dial in whenever you like. So,
but you have to censor now.
Oh, yeah, there is a buzzer on here. Hang on a minute.
But do we have to tell you when we're going to swear?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to
give me a signal.
You got to give me a heads up of when you're going to swear.
Say...
Hang on.
Oh, it didn't work.
Oh, here we go. Ready? When you say...
You.
Oh.
You're going to regret that I've got access to this box of tricks. But anyway, so apologies to everyone. It's been a while since we've recorded, but we finally got together, the three of us, and it's really, really good to be here. So welcome, guys, and thanks for making the time to be here, because we know how important this is, and I love doing this show.
Me too.
So how are you, Lise?
I'm good. I've had a lovely few weeks.
Oh, amazing.
My cup feels very full at the moment.
Nice.
Aww. I've spent a lot of time with my nieces and nephews. I've been babysitting, which is actually quite traumatic at times. Not traumatic, that's the wrong word. It's just hectic, isn't it, looking after children?
Full on.
Full on, yeah. Yes. I was very exhausted at the end of every day. I had to do school runs. I had to take one to a ballet exam, which is a lot more, you know, stressful than what it sounds. And yeah, I had to do Mother's Day crafting. I'm not a crafter.
How was the ballet exam?
Oh, it was so cute, honestly. So, well, you didn't get to watch. I just got
to.
I saw her do a little practice and then take her to the exam, but it's behind closed doors.
It's frowned upon to tweak the curtain to have a look. They don't like that.
No, it's very strict, isn't it? No, you have to tuck your bows in.
What you did?
Well, I only learned how to do the laces the day before. So when we got there, Miss Amanda redid them. She sort of checked them out and was like, do you want me to redo them for you? I said, yes, please. Anyway, but yeah, so it was lovely. I've seen them. I've 2 weeks on the trot. My niece and nephew, they came down to stay. What else have I been up to? Oh, I went to a Taylor Swift tribute act on Friday night.
Amazing.
What was it called?
Taylor Swift by Zena.
Oh, that's great.
With an X.
Well, oh, Zena, was that
Zena
the X?
Zena with the X, yes, what she say?
We need video. People would have seen the X.
But yeah,
then.
It was brilliant. If you've got little kids who love Taylor Swift, get them along to a Taylor Swift tribute act.
Did you take any little kids?
Yes.
We did. You did?
Yes.
Oh,
I bought it for Layla, Mrs. Squidge, and her kids for Christmas. It's
amazing.
Christmas present. But that was brilliant. So yeah, I'm doing well. I've had some lovely, lovely times.
I'm going to say something, Lise. You look very, very well, very healthy.
Oh, thank you.
You do. You look very, very radiant, I'll say.
It's because I've had a shower.
Well, it's that time of year.
Maybe you should have one every day then.
Every day. You said I smelled nice when I came in, is that?
Yes, you do.
So,
you're looking very, very
you.
Well.
I feel well at the moment.
Good. Glad to hear it. Monsieur
Mr.
Arv.
Harvey.
Monsieur Arv.
Well, I didn't call you Mr. Harvey.
That's a hard act to follow.
Sorry.
It is a hard act
to follow. No, it's really great. It's great to see. I love to see it. How am I today? I'm all right today. I've been a bit up and down, bit bumpy roady last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You kind of know that.
Yeah. Well, we're in like...
cahoots together.
Well, what's... not cahoots. Like, we're not robbing
sync,
a bank.
In sync.
In sync.
Yeah, we're on like a cycle of...
No.
No.
Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, so I had sleep. Sleep's been eluding me a little bit again, which is absolutely rubbish. And there's been some challenging times at work, but I won't go into on this. But... difficult conversations lead to positive outcomes, and that's the message. That's the message.
What's the message?
That's the I just told you the message.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We can revisit that at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Quite possibly. But what about you, Mr. C?
Well, before we move on, don't talk about me. Before we move on, I just got to say to the listeners that he stood with what can only be described as a Banoffee cheesecake.
No, it's a Biscoff. It's the same one I bought made last time.
A Biscoff cheesecake in front of him.
Yeah, it's so close to
with
me.
The lid off it and no spoon.
But no one's eaten any of it yet. Yeah.
I know.
We're going to eat it live on air. We have eaten stuff live on air before, haven't we?
I've eaten talk all the time.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
I've never noticed these. But yeah, me. Yeah,
as you. Me.
Yeah, as you know, turned a corner recently.
Good.
And feeling a little bit better. Back still in tatters. Everything's been exhausting. Struggled to see the positive at times. Black cloud over me. Other than that, it's all good.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah. We're getting there. It's good. It's good. Just a blip in the road, but a blip that's lasted about 3 months. Ugh. But you know, there's happy times in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's lots of change going on. Like I was talking to the amazing Jackie today, and I was saying life's changing. You know, my parents are getting really old, and I've sort of noticed that. My kids are at an age where they're teenagers and independent, and I'm kind of looking at myself and thinking,
where am I in all this?
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm more and more aware of my age because my back's in tatters, knees are aching. And yeah, I'm working on changing things in a positive light. So it's all good. It's all good.
Good.
Generally, things are good.
You are looking well. Like you said, yeah. Lisa's looking well. I would say you're looking well.
Yeah. You're looking much better. Not that I ever like to say to people, you don't look well.
Yeah.
But you're looking much better than the last time I saw you.
You're looking weller.
Saying. Weller.
But you guys saw a side of me that I don't like to come out.
And
last
I haven't
time
we seen that very often. I don't think I've ever seen it.
No. Yeah, let's not talk
no,
about
we,
that.
We won't
but
talk about that.
I was really sick with a stomach bug last
you've
week,
been ill.
Which was shit. But
beep yourself out.
Beep.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Do one now, just for fun.
Yes.
Just as a bit of a.
I should have done that a little bit quicker. Hang on, I've got. Oh, there it is. So I've been. What did I say?
You've been sick. You were sick last week, which was really.
Oh, I was sick last week, which was really. But I'm feeling a lot better now. I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh yeah. So as I was recovering, I managed to get out in the garden a little bit.
Nice.
And.
There
is just
beautiful
so
weather,
much
isn't it?
To be said for a sunny day.
Oh,
the
yeah.
sun helps.
And I think that's why I'm probably
looking tanned.
A little bit better. Because just sitting in the sun, man.
Yeah.
You're like, your problems melt away.
Everything's better when it's sunny.
Yeah, so it's good. Yeah. But anyway, so we're good. Right, it's just three mates talking about everything mental health. Now, there's one thing before we start that I've got to share. You can now donate to the show.
Ooh.
Oh, you can, yeah.
You know, we've been saying, like, people gave us these wonderful microphones and this awesome Rodecaster Pro 2, which is all the funky thing we press the buttons on. You can now get involved. You can donate as little as £5 up to £500. Hashtag support the pod.
Nice.
It's on the website, badco.uk. /podcast. And then, yeah, scroll on down. And some genius managed to put those buttons on the bottom of the page. I'm not going to say who it was.
Oh, my
but
God.
He's in this room.
That person must...
Who knows how to do that?
That would blow my mind. Half, who could do that?
Oh, no, don't. Where's the applause button?
Oh, hang on.
It was me.
And most of all, I want to thank me. So thank you for that, Harv. That's really, really good. Amazing. Yep. So you can now donate to the pod, badco.uk/podcast. Lise, take us through what's going on.
Oh, hang on. You need to ask me about my homework from last episode.
Of course. The last
Before
episode.
We talk
if
about
you
what's
can
going on.
Cast
let's talk
your
about
mind.
Me again.
Yes. Let's talk about you. Cast your mind back to what was probably about 3 months ago.
Winter.
We talked about stress bucket.
Stress buckets.
And there was lots of things talked about where Lee said, nope, don't even think about that. Nope, definitely don't do that. Just get up and get on with the day. And we said about, you know, a bit of manifesting, a bit of getting out of bed and thinking, right, today's going to be positive. So how'd you get on?
I have now started a daily list where I make, on one side, I've got a gratitude list for things I'm grateful for the day before.
Oh, wow.
And on the other side, I make a list of things I'm going to do to, like you said, to make the day a little bit better. So
amazing.
What things I was either like looking forward to or what
you do this every day?
Yeah. Only at work.
Can you share with us what's on today's?
Oh, no.
Can you remember?
Next time.
Because I'll do today's tomorrow, if you know what I mean.
What are you grateful for today?
Like, I'm grateful for today. The office was nice and quiet today because people are on holiday.
Grateful for people's absence.
Yes.
Nice.
So that was nice. I got a lot of work done today. I had a nice relaxing weekend.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And I got to go to CrossFit, which is another thing I'm going to come to when we're talking about stress buckets.
Because excellent.
For me, after that episode, I was like, I need to look at my life. And there's a few things that aren't really working. And going to the gym was one of them because I wasn't enjoying it as much as I used to. I wasn't really working out in any sort of real way. I was doing a little bit of everything, but not a lot of anything. I was going straight after work. I was getting back late and I didn't have a lot of time for anything else. So I made the decision to go back to CrossFit.
Yep.
And it's been a game changer.
Brilliant. Loving it.
I am loving it. It's been, I needed a break from it, yep. Definitely. But yeah, being able to go before work is brilliant. Some yep. nights, being able to go after work and home by 6:30, someone's planned it out for me.
And taking the stress out of it and yeah. going back to something that you used to enjoy, sometimes that's okay.
Yeah.
If yeah. I didn't get hurt all the time, I'd yeah. come back.
Oh, I know. I do miss you both a lot.
I miss the...
I will say that.
I miss the tribe. I miss what we had there.
Yeah.
Because I met so many cool people and had so many awesome friends.
Yeah.
You know, I miss that.
So, yeah. I think that's also added to why I'm feeling a bit better because life's not quite so stressful. Because I felt like you. I was just going to work, going to the gym, going home, going to bed. There was no enjoyment outside of that.
No, other than the podcast.
Other than the podcast,
yeah. Obviously. So, Harv.
Hello.
A fellow man of family, as in lots of people round all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do, and talking about stress buckets, is when we sit down for dinner and the four of us are at the table, one thing we do is we go around and say, what are you grateful for today?
Yes.
You ever do that?
We have done that, actually. Mm. We have done that.
Or we say, like, what was... Because kids are like, what?
Yeah.
Grateful?
Yeah, what's something that made you happy today?
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Yeah, no, it's a good idea.
Oh, and I got one more thing, sorry.
Go on.
We talked a lot about how I was on my...
Lisa, I love your brain.
I know. it's the Asperger's. How much I was on my phone, and I found a really good tip that if you put your phone into grayscale mode, you reduce the amount of time you look at it. So everything's in black and white. So you look at Instagram in black and white, you look at Facebook in black and white, but because it's not as interesting to your brain, you spend less time on it.
Makes sense.
I never even knew you could do that.
Well, you think about it, dogs never look at a phone, do they?
Do they only see in black and white?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
There you go. See,
I'm quickly looking for the laughter button. Hang on. I don't think there is one.
Oh, no, that's not
air horn.
But yeah, that's a good tip for anyone out there who wants to spend less time on the phone.
Mm. There you go. Grayscale it is.
Sorry, and now you can talk about something else other than me.
No. Lise, we love talking about you. Of course we do. Right, Harv.
Hello.
We're going over to you.
Hello.
Let's have a little charity update because there's something special going on in the background. Have we talked about this on the pod?
No. I think you only just launched last time, hasn't it?
Right, okay. Let's go.
What, the nuts?
No, crowdfunding
donut. I was playing with you.
Well, you're playing with my nuts.
We'll get on to nuts. The Bad Fit, the Brave and Determined Mental Health and Wellbeing Hub. Is that the proper title?
I think it's actually the community. No, did we use the word
fitness?
Community? Fitness and Wellbeing Hub.
Yeah.
Bad Fit, Fitness and Wellbeing Hub.
Yeah, that's what
if you can get the name right, you can donate us money.
It's on the piece of paper in front of you.
So that is the big ass.
Oh, yeah, it is. She's literally written it on the paper.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it, Harv. What's involved?
Well, what's involved? So let's start with the vision. Okay, the vision, and this is like a long-standing Brave and Determined vision. Vision?
A vision?
A vision from day one is to have a hub where we can have physical fitness and mental health and counselling and coffee and community all under one roof.
Wow, that sounds like somewhere I'd want to go.
Well, that's ideal because you're a part of it. And kind of need you to be.
You haven't
there.
Really got a chance.
What? And when we're talking about that, what Lise was talking about in CrossFit and finding those people, would I find some people there?
No, there would be people.
What? Who were like me?
There's nobody like you, but there are similar people. Yeah. So it's about creating that. But to do that, it's a big old ask.
So you're saying this is a place where I could potentially go and meet other people, have a coffee. It's somewhere I could go to a gym.
Yes.
It's somewhere where there might be a running club or a cycling club.
Yes.
There'd be cake.
Ooh, I'm in.
Oh, okay, there will be cake.
Do you want me to make cheesecake?
Yeah. there'll be a counselling room. So if I'm struggling with my mental health and I dropped in and there was a space in that counselling room, I could get it instantly.
You could.
Wow. This sounds like a place I want to be involved with.
And it'd be a very welcoming environment.
So how can people get involved, Harv?
Well, they need to go to crowdfunder.co.uk/badfit. Or check out our Instagram or Facebook or even LinkedIn and you will find the links to the crowdfunder. We need to raise on that alone around £15,000.
Oh my lord. That How are we doing?
A lot of money.
We're about £1,000.
Yeah, but that's okay because we've all got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we've all got to start somewhere.
And so that £15,000, what are we going to do with it then?
Well, what aren't we going to do with it? Quite a lot because it's only £15,000.
15 grand's a lot of money.
It's
right?
a lot of money. It's a lot of money to raise, isn't it?
It's a lot of money to raise because this isn't our sole purpose. We're still funding for people to go for counselling, however many we're on now.
211 as of today.
As of today.
It'll be 213 by tomorrow lunchtime.
So we've still got that ongoing. We've still got all our events ongoing and the running of the Brave and Determined. So it's not like we've just got one focus. So this is £15,000 we've got to raise on top of everything else we're doing. The fact we've already got £1,000 already is amazing. We know there's some other donations coming down the road. And there are rewards or pledges.
Yes, basically, if I give money, you're going to give me something.
Yeah, so if you give me 15 quid.
Yeah, what do I get?
A hat.
Ooh.
What about if I give you 50 quid?
You get a hoodie.
What about if I give you 100 quid?
I got that wrong.
I love this.
Press the rewind button.
Yeah, quick.
30 quid gets you a t-shirt, fit t-shirt.
Yeah.
And 100 quid gets you a bad fit hoodie.
Perfect.
And that is the only bad fit hoodies that will be available ever.
I'm trying to pretend like I don't know about this, but obviously I do know.
You're doing a really good job.
Hey!
Right, you can't talk anymore. Look at that.
So, if we raise 15 grand, we're also going to write to the likes of Sport England and say to them, would you match that? Yes. So we can turn that 15 grand into 30 grand. So that 15 grand is massively important of us raising, isn't it?
Really important.
How important, Lise?
Huge.
Massive. So that's what we need to do. So that's ongoing. We've got a target date that's about 2 months away to raise that 15 grand. So we need lots of people to get on board and help us.
Yep.
But we're doing stuff in the background, aren't we?
We are.
We're talking to people.
Are you allowed to say?
No.
Okay.
I wished we could by now, but we can't.
But there are people doing things to help us raise more money.
Like who?
Nicola.
What's she doing?
She is doing 60,000 burpees.
Say it again.
Wow.
Because why not?
why not do 60,000 burpees? I've got 60,000 reasons.
How many, Lise?
60,000.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of burpees. So yeah, she has also got Just Giving page where you can donate.
Why 60,000?
I don't know. Do you not know?
There's a reason.
You need £60,000.
Because what we
did know this.
When we sat down and we worked out the budget, it came back that we needed 60 grand. And Nicola goes, all right, I'll do 60,000 burpees. We went, okay. And
she goes, such a good egg.
She goes, oh, I'll do that in about 3 months. And then we worked out and we said, that's 666 burpees a day. She went, yeah, it's doable.
I mean, we did three, and I did a merit lunchtime a couple of weeks ago, and we did 350
each.
We did a ladder. I'll find out. But we did a lot of burpees in a lunch hour.
It's a huge amount, isn't it?
It's a lot.
So she's doing 60,000 burpees. She's got a Just Giving page. Give her some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and she's on Instagram, and her account is called
Empower Fitness with Nicola.
There we go.
Empower Fitness with Nicola. So when this podcast episode goes out, which hopefully won't be too long, Lise, can you share all these links that we're talking about?
Of course.
And tag everyone we're talking about as well. Is that right? Awesome. Because Lise is our social media guru.
Guru.
Yes.
Guru.
No, not Gru from that dude with the massive nose. Yeah.
Steal the moon.
Yeah. Steal the moon?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's move on. So what else is going on?
You had the tractor run.
Yes, we did. That was great.
That's a lot of tractors.
83 tractors.
I mean, I think I sat and counted most of them while I waited at the roundabout in Mockham to get home.
Which sounds like you were totally cool about.
Yeah, really. It was great.
So next year, so the guys, Molly and Will, were doing London Marathon and they're raising money for Leukemia
Care, I think.
And obviously they've got gold bond places, so they've got to raise a certain amount. What they're hoping to do is go over that amount and then whatever they've got, they're going to give to the Brave and Determined.
Nice.
TBC of what's coming our way, but fantastic nevertheless. So what they did, tractor run, all of the farmers came along with all their tractors. Will said at the end of it, and I'm going to hold him to this, that they're going to do it again next year, but they're just going to do it for us.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And what we're going to do is get a tractor.
We're going to borrow a tractor.
We're going to borrow a tractor. So if anyone out there's got
a tractor,
there was a fleeting moment that he wanted to buy a tractor.
Drive a tractor?
Well, I'm pretty sure that you can drive one on a car license.
Yeah.
But I've got an HGV as well.
Okay.
So that's close enough.
This is close enough.
It's for charity. No one's going to stop you.
Yeah.
Well, some of them tractor drivers didn't look very old.
No, they never do they?
No.
Got the girlfriend sat on the lap.
There was one guy, honestly, it was so good. He was driving his tractor along and he'd press the horn and it would go between the Venga bus and Baby Shark. I can actually find the video and play it so you can hear it. Should I do that?
Yeah, you should do
I
that.
I think you should do that.
Right, you carry on
Whilst
talking,
Whilst you do that, we can talk about... You had the Rotary Fun Run?
We had the Rotary Fun Run, yeah. That was a couple of Sundays ago. It was a lovely, sunny Sunday.
Lovely sunny day. 10K and 5K?
They did a 10K and a 5K. It was a good turnout. It was windy. Sunny, but windy.
Oh.
I know you weren't asking for detail on the weather, but you're getting it anyway.
I haven't got that video.
Oh, I haven't got that video. But it was a really good turnout. It was good for the coffee trail. Lots of people about, lots of people chatting. Some people turning up for a coffee and then deciding to do the run anyway that they weren't even prepared to. In jean shorts, one person, amazing.
Nice.
Jean shorts and a polo shirt. And prior to that, we had the swim event that the Rotary Club did.
The Rotary Kids.
That was really good.
The Coombe House,
yeah,
I believe it's called now.
No, Dorset School of Excellence, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it is Coombe House. Yeah, you're right.
They're
both. It's not St Mary's School anymore.
No, it's not. We need to put a massive thank you out there for the generator as well.
Yes, we do.
We got donated a generator by one absolutely amazing, lovely person, people, charity that support us massively. So a big thank you. You said you didn't want us to say who it was, so you know who you are. Thank you.
And whilst we're on the line of thank yous, I would like to make a little thank you to Hazelbridge Digital Growth.
Oh, yeah.
I reached out to them. I saw them advertised on Nextdoor. And I reached out to Zachary Collins, his name is, and just said, I feel like we need a little bit of help with our social media. Because I feel like when I took it on, I was like, yeah, I'll do it because I love Instagram. And it's changed so much since I took it on.
Changes every day,
Changes every day, how people use it, what, you know, how their algorithms work. And I'm not a content creator. And so I reached out to them and said, would you be able to help us? Because they do all sorts of social media, digital problem solving. They do websites. And I just said, would you be able to help us a little bit? Because I'm a little bit stuck. And he very kindly sent me through some templates to use, some advice, all free of charge. So a huge shout out to them because it's very helpful.
And it's helped you a lot, has it?
It has helped me, yeah. It's given me a bit of a plan to make it a little bit more simpler, not have to like overthink things.
Yeah.
And just some ideas of how to do it.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
Keep it simple. So,
that's cool. Well, a big thank you to those guys. So, that sounds really cool.
It was very nice of them.
Awesome. Thank you.
You pointed at me?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to say something?
Yeah. You know, when I point, that's like you're saying, right, Harv, you read the next bit.
Oh, okay. Which is the next bit? I talk about bad nuts yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Joe Butler. She did the half marathon. I think it was Yeovil half, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was such a seamless link.
Brilliant, wasn't it?
That was brilliant. Honestly, no one will notice how you transitioned from that to that.
Yeah, first class podcast.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen her. Did you say that we work in the same place to her?
I think so, yeah. I'm sure I did.
How did she get on anyway? She smash it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Great.
Yes.
Really pleased for her. That's
yes,
good.
And she raised a load of money, so thank you very, very
massive
much.
Massive thank you to her. Next one, Harv. Ready, Harv?
Yeah.
I'm pointing.
Bad nuts.
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet. Oh. Not yet.
You got one more. We've kind of gone out of sync.
Yeah, we've gone all over
more.
The show. So I'm trying to find out where we are.
Keyfest.
9th of August. Yes, we are.
They've been
again.
Amazing to us, haven't they, the last couple of years?
They have. And we're very, very pleased to be, or humbled to be beneficiaries again, along with another charity whose name escapes me at the moment.
For veterans, wasn't it?
It was. So Yvette and the team
it's
down there.
It's over in Wincanton. I can't remember who they're called, though.
Keyfest, 9th of August, Henstridge.
Amazing. That's really cool. So, anything else? No, no one else? We'll move on then.
No, I suppose not.
What, you got something to say, Huff?
Well, I think he's excited about these nuts. Isn't
I it? Don't know what he's talking about.
Am I allowed to try one?
Yes. So,
hang on, though. Are they like spicy nuts?
Right.
No.
Hang on. This is where we should have video podcasts because Lisa's face when she tries something
day,
new is
I
amazing.
I had to try. We went to Slim Chickens and.
I had to try. What disgusting thing did they serve
just,
you in
no,
there, Lisa?
No, I didn't have to try the Slim Chickens. Slim Chickens is lovely. Second favourite chicken restaurant after KFC. Nando's.
Wow. There was a fraudulent slip there.
That was a fraudulent slip.
Wow. We'll lose our sponsorship with Nando's if you say
gonna
that.
Have a Nando's
I'm going to have my black card
revoked.
Taken away. And yeah, my boyfriend loves spicy food and he thought it'd be nice for me to try the jalapeno hot sauce, which they've now brought in other than the buffalo hot sauce, I think it used to be.
I friggin' love stuff like that.
Oh my God. I was nearly sick.
I love hot
like,
sauce.
It was, my mouth was actually hurting. It made my, like, I felt like my tongue had swollen up and I was having like an anaphylactic shock style thing. And I was like, it was horrible.
That's not a sound effect. That was Lise.
Did I tell you about?
So these nuts are that spicy. I don't want one.
No they're not. They're spicy. Not like that. No.
But I've got to tell you this story.
That's so a broad bean.
We were in we were in Canada and we were at some like Turkish-y type restaurant and it was like kebabs and stuff. And it was really nice sit down food. And I thought, God, that pepper looks good. Like them peppers, the Turkish do. And so I just picked it up and literally bit into it. And it was a jalapeno. But it was a massive one. Honestly, I thought I was going to have a stroke. I couldn't feel my face.
Were you with other people?
Yeah. Like. And I went, don't eat that. that like just have the end of it. Don't eat that.
Although I would like to just say, they both say coated in a spicy batter.
Don't you like a spicy batter?
No.
Oh, I love a spicy
and
batter.
And I've just smelt them and I should never smell food before eating.
Roll on spicy batter. That's what I say.
Yeah, for that.
Yeah. You're right, Harv. Oh, yeah, he's I'm back good. In the room. So tell us about these nuts, Harv, because we're talking rubbish here. Go for it.
So Olive Zittel, the company that I work for.
Shout out to them.
Teamed up and produced a couple of snacks for Bad Case. We've got bad nuts and bad beans. Lisa's trying them as I speak.
I'm not going to try a bad nut.
Bad nut is a sesame peanut and a bad bean.
Her
is...
face. You're never going to enjoy anything with a face like that. When your face is screwed up as soon as you put something in your mouth, you're never going to enjoy it, are you, Harv?
No, you've told your taste
like,
buds already.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when they say answer the phone with a smile. Yeah, even yeah. Yeah, you got to like have a smile when you're trying something new.
It tastes a little bit like a curry or something.
What is a spicy peanut?
Like a curry.
Like a curry.
It tastes like a curry. Anyway,
so they're great snacks they've produced for us. It's another product we can get out there and help raise some funds for the Brave and Determined. On the website now, £2.50 a pack.
Delicious.
And the peanuts are very, 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 very high protein. And we know that ticks a lot of boxes.
So we've got bad nuts and bad beans. Habba,
you want to see someone about that?
Oh, they didn't laugh on that. We need to program that thing so it's got laughter on. Bit of canned laughter like on Friends.
So yeah, anyway, that's my nuts.
Right, let's go. This week's topic, seeing as we are nearly halfway through and we haven't even got there yet. Right, what are we talking about, Lise? We need a drum roll, don't we? We don't have drum roll, so let's go with some chimes.
Oh, we're talking about the drama triangle.
Amazing. Drama triangle, what's that?
A drama triangle is the psychological model that explains why we get stuck in certain conflict patterns.
So, well, let's have a little example.
Oh, well, I've...
So what is the drama... you know, okay, right, there's three of us here, so we can talk about this. Right, so let's imagine... Me and Harv have a bit of a ding-dong.
Yes.
You know, he realises that, you know, I'm actually stronger and faster than him. And then I tell him that and he says, hang on a minute. I don't... And then we have an argument.
Is that your impression of me?
Yeah. Oh, did you not know that?
Well, I feel a bit of a victim.
Right.
Oh.
Right. And what am I? I'm a persecutor.
You are.
Because I am arguing with you. So I'm saying, right, this is all your fault. I'm better than you and I'm faster than you and da-da-da-da-da. I'm the persecutor and you feel like...
I'm the victim. Yeah.
The victim. So we then part our ways and you're now feeling a victim and Lisa comes along. And what do you do, Harv?
Well, I don't tell Lisa how I'm feeling and how bad an egg is.
Yeah. So then Lisa becomes the...
Fixer.
The rescuer. The rescuer. So now Lisa is the rescuer and this is the drama triangle.
And what I would do is text you and say, Adam, why are you being so horrible to Adam?
And then
let's have a race and see who actually is the fastest. Right. And I'll beat both of you.
Yeah, but then when you do that, when you text me and say, hey, that was really mean. Why were you so mean to Harv? You're now the persecutor and I now feel the victim.
So what happens is we all go through these roles in
drama
each situation
triangle.
Sometimes.
So when we put this up on the website, can you share a
drama triangle
so people can see it? So let's go through those three things. So we've got the victim, the persecutor, and the rescuer. So, Harv, you were the victim.
I was.
Tell us about it.
In all seriousness now, because I know we were a little bit jovial with that, but the victim would feel helpless, powerless, attacked, and they always think these things may happen to them or there's nothing they can do. Basically powerless.
And there are people sometimes in life that feel like the victim with everything, don't they?
Yeah, victim everything, mentality.
Yeah, that everything goes wrong because it's them.
Position.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that, of course, can have a negative effect on your mental health, can't it? If you're
absolutely.
Constantly thinking that the world's against you and you're not good enough and, you know.
Okay. So, Lise, you were the rescuer. So how might you feel?
Well, this is a role I know very well as a people pleaser. so I feel like I've got to come in and save the situation, help the victim out. And I do it without being, he might not want my help and I'll just come in and be like, let me sort this out for you because that makes me feel better. And also I try and solve the situation, but it actually can enable the victim and help them avoid accountability for what they've done. And it can, you can become like stuck in that kind of situation where, excuse me, sorry, that nut is right. But it becomes like a bit of a codependency relationship, doesn't it? So you become that person who always has to fix things for the victim. And
yeah, if you rescued Harv once and he felt good because you rescued, he's going to come back again and again and again.
And someone like me who wants to be that person.
But then you, after a certain amount of time, will feel like, oh my God, this person just always comes to me when something goes wrong. And then you can't cope with them anymore because you're always trying to rescue them.
Yeah.
And then so I was the persecutor. So this person might be the blamer or the critic. They can come off as controlling, angry or judgmental, think it's your fault or you never listen to me. But I think the really important thing is, out of this, is we can all rotate through these roles.
Yes.
So whatever situation you can be in, you can either be the victim, the persecutor or the rescuer. And so if you're the victim and you feel like someone's done you wrong, you can then go to someone looking for them to be the rescuer. And then that drama triangle can continue. And I think it's a really good thing to be aware of.
Yeah. And if you're like, oh, sorry.
No, go on, Lise.
I was going to say, if you're always...
my rescuer.
Always the person who rescues, it can kind of like lead to burnout, can't it? Like if you're constantly... And like for me, I know I do this a lot in my personal life. I'm constantly trying to solve someone's problems or make things better or sort them out. And if someone doesn't want that help or can't do it, but it stresses me out.
Yeah.
And it's not stressing that person out. So it leads my life to be more stressful and I become more, you know, stressed, anxious over a situation that's nothing to do with me, really.
Yeah.
I think paradoxically, there's two of these roles. There are, yeah. I've been practicing it for the last year.
You read that in a dictionary or something, didn't you?
I'm not going to spell it, though. that two of these roles, this is what I've experienced recently, is that the persecutor can behave like the persecutor and then act like the victim.
Yes.
In the same scenario. And that's quite a difficult one. And you know, they can deliver a load of scathing comments or words. And then when it's questioned, they're the victim. I've seen that at play recently. And that's a difficult one.
Mm. Well, they say, don't they, this is kind of, it shows up in work situations, doesn't it? And like conflict situations at work.
Family.
Not just family relationships, but like any situation which there's a bit of conflict.
Yeah.
These three roles are always present, aren't they?
I think that these three roles can be really, really prevalent in people. So you, like we said at the beginning, you can find people who are the victim always in every step of life. Don't change anything. Don't want to understand. Don't want to listen to what anyone's saying to them. Just why is everyone being mean to me? Why does it always happen to me? The persecutor can be the person who's walking around saying, I'm surrounded by idiots. Everywhere I go, someone gets it wrong. Why can't everyone just be a bit more like me? But that person never looks in the mirror and sees their own faults. And the same with the rescuer. Oh, you know, I want to be there for everyone. I want to help. But in the end, you get tired because you're trying to rescue everyone.
Yeah.
And you can't help everyone. You know, and sometimes you need to say to someone, you know, maybe you should look at yourself and how you're behaving as the victim or the persecutor. Yeah, absolutely.
But what I found quite interesting whilst I was giving a little Google is that these roles are learned from our childhood.
Everything's learned from our childhood, isn't it?
But we fall into the roles that are the ones that probably kept us safe or got us love or made us feel wanted.
Yes.
Or, you know, so that's why we take on that role.
Do you associate one of those roles then with your childhood?
Yeah. Oh, I did a massive session with this in therapy about my need to please people. I was always the good girl. My mum, you know, little Lise, she's my golden girl. She's my good girl. So I always had to be that person who was...
Never let her down.
Never let her down. My brother and sister used to fight. They fought a lot. And I would always be the one who tried to sort that situation out or calm that down or you know, go off with one of them so they didn't fight together kind of thing. And I think I was always rewarded and praised for being that good girl.
So you were the rescuer?
Yeah.
That was your default?
And that's why I still do it now. Childhood. I can't help myself.
Mm. What about you,
Mrs.
C? I
pick men who need to be rescued. I pick.
Yeah.
<You know>. Not rescued, but like I feel like I can fix them.
Yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? Like they've got a problem and I'm like, I can change that. I can fix that.
Yeah.
But you can't.
There's Fair definitely some stuff goes back to my childhood, but I don't want to talk about it.
Don't have to talk about
no.
it.
No. What about you?
I'm referring to my useful piece of paper produced by Lise here. But the disorganized attachment might flip between roles rapidly, echoing the triangle's cyclical nature. I think I might have fallen into that category.
What, of being all three of those?
Yeah, sometimes at once.
But you can literally turn from the victim to the persecutor in an instant, because if you had a ding at me, I can then walk to Lise and I've literally been the victim and now I'm persecuting you.
Yeah.
You know, you can switch roles as quick as that. But I think the reason why we brought this up was we mentioned it on the last one, didn't we? We were talking about stress bucket.
Yeah.
And it came up and I don't remember why. And we said, oh, we'll talk about that next time. And I think it's just really, really good for people to be aware of the drama triangle and those three roles you can fit into.
Yeah, and think like where when there's a situation, what one are you?
Yeah.
Are you always the same or are you switching in between? Or
And I think I'd encourage people out there, give us a shout, you know, thebraveanddetermined@gmail.com. If you've got any information about it or things that you do to make sure you don't get caught in that drama triangle, office gossip is a really easy one where someone messes up and everyone's talking behind their back and you're all become the persecutor of one person who's the victim, you know? So there's lots and lots of things to talk about there.
And there's also an empowerment triangle.
Is there?
If you flip your page over, yeah. So the empowerment triangle is kind of like the healthier counterpart to the drama triangle. So the victim can become the creator, someone who sees options and takes responsibility for what they've done or what they're not doing. The persecutor becomes the challenger, honest but respectful. And the rescuer becomes a coach. So they become more supportive, provide advice without taking over.
I like that.
That last one without taking over, because I am control freak, need to be in charge all the time.
Do you know those three things there? I read a lot of leadership books, you know. I like to, you know, empower the team I have at work and, you know, try and make people get their own, make their own mistakes and learn from them. I really love those three things, the creator, the challenger and the coach. And I think that's so positive because you can be all three of those. You know, I think challenger, yeah, I am. I challenge people. People want to be challenged. You know, we don't go to work for an easy time all the time. You get bored. You want to be challenged, please. but in an honest and respectful way. A creator, you know, if there is a problem, I like to look at, well, how can we solve this as a team? Yeah. What do you think? Let's get everyone in a room and talk about it. And the coach, support people and say, guys, I don't have the answers. You know, you guys are the clever ones. Let's all get together and talk about it. I'd really like that.
Yeah, I
think that's awesome.
That was the first time I've seen that as well.
Do you know, that's really cool because I was kind of thinking, how do we finish talking about that?
Yeah.
But that's such a positive thing. So for people out there, go look at those things.
If you notice yourself being one role, think about the opposite of it.
That's the empowerment triangle.
The empowerment triangle.
Does that actually draw it up there on the internet when you find that?
I don't know. I imagine it must do.
Yeah, I reckon it will.
David Emerald.
We should share both.
Yeah, I'll find. If not, I should make one up.
No, I like it. I really like it. It's good. Anything else on that, on the drama triangle?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just important to recognise your roles.
I think it's very, very relatable.
Yeah.
I've been in many counselling sessions and the triangle was
come up with a lot of things.
I think in general, it's about being aware of yourself and looking in the mirror.
Yeah, and why you take that role on.
Well, and I think, you know, why did I behave like that? Was it right? Am I okay with that? Do I need to apologise? You know, I messed that up. You know, do I need to hold my hand up? Loads of stuff, you know, and I constantly question my behaviour and how I act. And I think in a relatively good way, I think sometimes I dwell on things that I've said or done and, you know, it takes a bit longer to get over. But yeah, I think, this is, you know, self-awareness out of the drama and empowerment triangle would be a really positive thing. Half zoned out.
No, I was deep in thought.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about the empowerment triangle. I was thinking about how to
implement it, to
share it. Really,
you were looking at the cheesecake. That was all. So I thought he's zoned out and he's looking
just
at the
thinking,
cheesecake.
Why haven't I got a fork in here?
No.
Can I go way back?
Yeah.
A minute. There's just something I want to talk about that I didn't talk about at the beginning, and that, you know, I was saying, like, you know, things have been a bit difficult. There's a couple of things that I've started doing and I didn't talk about them. And I think I should, because I think it's a really good thing because other people might like doing it. Cold water, the cold water therapy.
Yeah, you've a new tub.
So I built a new tub out of a freezer.
It's not a tub. It's an actual
freezer.
It's an actual freezer.
It's got a filter.
It's got a temperature thing in there.
I'm very jealous of it.
Yeah. And you can get it down to like 0.5 degrees. It's really cold. But that's too cold. And I think I went...
It doesn't need to be that cold.
No. And I think I went a little bit crazy on it. I think it needs to be 3-4 degrees rather than like 0.5, because that was really cold and like probably wasn't very good.
No.
So I'm doing that again, which is really good for my head, regulates breathing, good for body recovery. It actually has got a leak, so I've had to empty it and fix it again. But cold water is always a winner. I really like that. And I know you like it as well.
I love it. Yeah, I need to get back into it.
We were texting when we said, convert your shed.
Yeah.
Literally, just put a deep freezer in your lounge. Yeah. Just get in it. So there's that. The other thing I've started doing is, and I was a little bit not embarrassed, but meditation. I've started trying to meditate. And I am a bit like, from your reaction.
No, only because I really struggle with
Lisa's
meditation.
Like, mm. Oh.
No, because I find it really hard to quiet in my mind.
Right, so, me too. Yeah. It is impossible.
Yeah, well, this so, why, that was why, because I was thinking, I'm not sure you're a meditator.
No, but I want to be.
Yeah.
I think it's a really, really positive thing. And as you guys know, I just can't shut off. I can't sit down. I can't not do anything. And it drives me crazy. Like last night, Sunday night, I should be chilling. It's Sunday night and I'm like, I can't sit down. I've got to go and do something. Now, hindsight's a wonderful thing. I should have gone and done 10 minutes meditation. What I actually did was went outside and messed around with an old trailer for like 2 hours in the rain. But anyway, yeah, exactly. But I paid for a one-to-one meditation session with Sally Rainbow Child,
who is
of Shaftesbury. Amazing lady. Literally one-to-one session, her and I said, I've got to quieten this down and I don't know how to do it. And we went through breathing exercises and we went through like the start of how you meditate and like focusing on breathing. I'll tell you what, I found that spot for like 10 seconds. I literally felt like a floating head. Ooh. I felt like, honestly, yeah, mate, honestly, I felt like I had no body for just a,
wow.
Yeah. It was amazing. Now, the reason, or one of the reasons that I'm kind of exploring this a bit further was when I was a teenage lad, I remember this guy I worked with who was an ex like Harley biker dude. And he said to me, he used to take loads of drugs and he was a bit crazy, but now he was like old. He is like, yeah, I don't do any of that. I still got the old bike, but I don't hang around with the boys that I used to. And he said, and I'll tell you what, there's no better high than meditation. And he said this to a 20-year-old lad who was doing
high.
Doing the complete opposite of what he was telling me. But that's always stuck with me. And I said this to Sally Rainbow Child and she said, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you can find that moment of clarity or that empowerment, that will be better than any drug you've ever taken.
Yeah.
And I didn't get there, don't get me wrong. I didn't have any like massive ecstasy moments, but I was like, wow.
You can see how it can develop and become that.
And then so I left there and thought, right, this is something I'm going to do every day. I've done it most days and I can get nowhere near where I did in that room with her.
Funny.
Because I struggle to switch it off.
Yeah. Mm.
But like she said, you got to learn this.
Yeah.
She's been doing it for 25 years.
Yeah.
And she's like, you got to learn it. It's not something that comes along. So that is something that I'm trying.
But are you totally empty? Your head is empty then? It's like there is nothing...
Not now because it'll be a bit, I mean we could do it, wouldn't make much of a podcast
no,
for us
sorry, to,
but it'd just be breathing
live meditation.
But like so she was telling me the what happened was yoga came about to move your body so that through meditation your body could sit there for a long time not moving and in no pain, because pain is distracting.
Okay.
So kind of the opposite of what we look for when we get in the cold tub, because the pain is there. So you have to breathe through it.
Yeah, which is why I love the cold tub, because for that 2-3 minutes, you're just focusing on your breathing.
Because it's so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's saying it's kind of the opposite. She gets why you would get into cold water, because it's very good therapy and it's good for your body and endorphins and, you know, that release of everything. But meditation wise, it's about sitting down and having nothing in your mind. And the only thing you can do to turn off everything else is breathe. So one thing we were going through, I can't remember what she called it, but it was when I breathe in, I calm my body. So as you're breathing in, you say that to yourself. When I breathe in, I calm my body. And then when I breathe out, I smile. And she just went through that and just talking through that. And so it's trying to clear all of those thoughts. Now, what will happen is... you'll sit there and you'll go, right, when I breathe in, I calm my body. When I breathe out, I smile. And next thing you know, it'll be 15 seconds later and you're thinking, or what I would think is, wouldn't it be an amazing world if dogs could fly?
Yeah.
You know, or you're thinking...
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
I've still got to go home and finish off doing whatever.
Right, like she said...
You'll bring it back.
Absolutely. First thing is recognizing, oh, brain's run away, come back, focus on the breath. When I breathe in, I calm my body. When I breathe out, I smile. And you know, that's just one of the many things you could do. You could literally just say in, out, in, out.
You need to come to one of Lindsay's breathwork classes.
Yeah.
I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah. And so it's all of this stuff, you know, it's all of this trying to find some peace.
That's a good hour of like just breathing.
Yeah.
Which sounds stupid. When I say to people, I'm going to a breathwork class tonight, don't you know how to breathe? It's the one thing everyone always says. And I'm like, yes, I know how to breathe because I'm still alive. But yeah, for that hour, it is just that kind of you're focusing on the count of the breathing, the exhale. And then it's very emotional.
So
you get rid of a lot of emotion that way as well.
I would be up for doing that.
Yeah.
I'd come along.
Okay, next one. We'll go.
Okay, let's do it.
How did you come in? Was that a growl or a...
That was a... I should say yes, but I don't know if I can.
Try it.
The other one I want to go to is singing bowls.
Oh my God,
that.
Yes. They do it...
Singing bowls?
Yeah, I've got one of those bowls.
They do...
No, not bowls, as in lawn bowls.
They do it at the church. I've been to a sound bath one there.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Oh, I know somebody who went to a sound bath and they absolutely bawled their eyes out.
Sound bath in a pool on a waterbed. They do those as well. They don't do any around here, but you get on like an airbed and they push you around the pool whilst they're doing the bowls and stuff.
That'd be zen as hell,
that
wouldn't
does it? Sound quite nice.
Yeah.
Sound
bath.
So that's that's what I'm doing. So I'm trying to calm my very, very, very busy
it's
mind.
It's admirable that you've addressed
it. It is, because it's hard.
It. Yeah. Mm. And you're going for it.
And to keep at it as well, because it's easy to give up with stuff like that and be like, oh, it's not working.
Yeah. So like this morning I went for a walk, really nice walk, and got back and just thought, I'm just going to have 5 or 6 minutes. And I literally just, in the little office out the back of our house, sit down and just breathe.
I think it doesn't have to be long, does it? Like people think people get in a meditative state for long periods of time, but it can be 5-10 minutes.
You try doing, just set a timer.
I don't even know how to do a minute of not thinking about anything else.
Yeah, but your brain goes off and then you have to keep bringing it back and keep bringing it back. But it's interesting because this Gucci watch I've got monitors your heart rate. And then so afterwards, because I can set that to meditate as well. So, and I put a timer on my phone with a little gong at the end that goes dong. You know, it's very nice.
Just like samba.
Yeah, exactly. This will monitor your heart rate, and then it shows me what my heart rate was while I was meditating and whether it came down, and it shows you stress bits, and it does breathing as well, this thing.
Yeah,
it does like breathing.
Does.
Yeah, it tells you how to breathe in. Is that the sort of stuff Lindsay does?
Yeah, so she works on like three different styles of breathing. So you do like a clear in breath, and then you do one which is an equal inhale to exhale.
Yeah.
And then some breath holds.
Yeah.
And then another one which is more of a calming and brings you back to like... connection with your heart space.
What's she called?
Just Be Breathwork.
Just Be Breathwork. Check them out on Instagram.
Check her out. She is incredible. And it's done an awful lot for her, helping her trauma over the last few years. So.
And yeah, definitely shout out to Sally Rainbow Child.
Yeah.
She does men's yoga on a Thursday that I'm going to go to as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But
I've got someone else who might be interested in that.
I couldn't go on Thursday because I was sick. So yeah. But anyway, there we go. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind. Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
That's very good. Right. You got a question, Lise?
I have got a question.
Have you? If you've got a question,
email your question
to
Lise.
I think it's the same question I had last time, but I can't quite remember.
Oh.
But would you rather have more money or more time?
Time.
Oh, that's quick answers from both
of
you.
There's the trouble is that that's a trick question. That is a trick question. Go on, Lise. What would you rather have?
I think, it's a bit of a sort of double-edged sword, is it? But if you had more money, you'd be able to do more things with the time you've got, which would that make that better? But if you had more time, you're spending it doing things you love with the people you love.
Oh, I feel
And you don't need money to do, to do nice things with
it's,
people,
it's such
you?
A difficult one, isn't
yeah.
it? Because if you've got money, you can go to the Maldives.
You can do anything, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, but that Maldives might be the only 2 weeks you get off that year. You know, but if you've got time but no money, your holiday's in Weymouth, but you can go there every weekend.
I think when we when we're on our deathbeds and we look back, the thing we would have said is, "I wish I had more time."
Yeah,
and not the herb, as in the
time, not T H Y M E.
You realise that you should do more with your time, things like that.
Yeah. But can you
think
do more?
About?
Well,
but you shouldn't regret stuff. You shouldn't sit there at night thinking we should have done more with today.
No, but like...
I was just about to say that bloody book I read, The Midnight Library.
Oh, yeah, that's
fantastic
a brilliant
book,
isn't it?
Matthew Haig.
Yeah. Have you read it?
No, I've not read it, but I've followed him for a long time.
Yeah, it's about like how your life can change if you do different things.
Basically, this girl takes her own life, and before she dies, she gets a book of regrets and she can go back and live those
and
regrets.
Like, and see how her life would pan out.
If she had married that guy or taken that job or continued swimming because she was great and her dad said she'd get to the Olympics. And she saw herself as an Olympic champion, as a mother, as all these different stories.
Yeah.
And it comes round to where you think it would go at the beginning.
Yeah, it's a brilliant book.
Mm.
But yeah, I think, I don't know.
Oh, it's time for me. It's definitely
time. I just think, like, no one ever dies thinking, I wish I had more money and less time.
No, but then, like, say, money would give you more options, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but money comes with hassle.
Then you would have to work.
The best
thing
in life.
And then you could spend
all
that time.
Yeah, but even, like, look at the super rich. Like, I was watching a thing, Alan Sugar. He was talking about, you know, he could write a check today for 150 million quid. You know, he's valued at, like, 12 billion.
Yeah.
He's still got shit. He's still got stuff going on in his life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's still got stuff going on in his life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some very, very tragic stories about some very, very wealthy people.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
You know, I don't...
Talking to people with money, I think we need to get hold of Simon Squibb somehow.
Who's
seen
that?
Him on Instagram.
No,
he's the guy who goes up to people in the street and he's like, have you got a dream?
Oh,
have
yeah.
A dream? And then he, like, gives them money to if they've got a dream.
What's your dream?
To open my own gym.
You could so do that. She could so do that, couldn't she?
Yeah, if I had unlimited money, you're going to go, come and work for us.
Yeah.
Well,
do you remember a conversation about conversation 3 years ago?
I was going to use my dad's inheritance or my mum and dad's money to go and do my gym qualification. But I haven't done it.
I tell you what, though, there's something to be said for that, Lise, because that book of regrets, you don't want to get there. And in there it says, wish I'd have been a PT coach.
Yeah.
Best time to plant a tree?
Yesterday.
20 years ago. Second best time.
Yesterday.
Now.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. Yesterday. No, it's not yesterday.
Right now.
But now it would be growing if I planted yesterday.
Best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The second best time is now. Do it now.
Okay.
That should be a goal for you, 2025. Lisa.
Lisa loves to PT.
Lisa.
Don't think,
PT.
Just do.
I know.
Mm. Right, rant.
Barco wouldn't exist, would it?
No, this is true.
We were told don't start it. Anyway, let's finish it.
I hope I haven't done this rant before. I don't think I have.
Go on.
Reviews and the fact that everything, can I have the swear button ready?
Oh, hang on. I just got to get it done. Right, we're in.
Everybody wants a review these days. Whatever you buy online, whatever service you use, somebody wants a review. I bought some lint rollers for office lady. Some lint rollers. They're rollers for lint.
And how much were they? Like
A couple of quid. It was not much money at all. And I got this reminder. You're yet to review the lint rollers.
Can you review our product because you bought it?
Yeah.
Not everyone wants a review to read kind of thing.
No, nobody wants a review to read.
I never
review. No, you would. But no, but no, I don't. Would you read a review of something that cost a couple of quid?
No.
I don't,
not
I
unless
wouldn't.
There was an incentive for me. Like if you did some reviews and then you got some money back or something. Or like
yeah, but you're looking for a lint roller, Lise. Your cat has sat
yeah,
on your, on your favourite
I tell
jumper.
What, I've got a lint roller at home which does not stay on the... This is my rant. It doesn't stay on the like handle. And so I'm forever using my fingers to like roll it. Or I'm doing that and it falls off the edge.
Well, you should have written a review telling everyone how bad it was. Then half would have read it and not
bought it. Yeah, bought that one. Yeah, that's my rant. My lint roller that doesn't work.
Everything wants a review.
Yeah,
how did we
right.
do? Here's an email. I bought some car insurance the other day, 50 emails later. You haven't reviewed this yet. It just does my head in. I don't want to review you.
No.
In fact, I will review you if you're really good.
Yeah.
If you're remarkable. If you're remarkably good or remarkably bad,
but this is...
I'll review you. But if you're in between, you're doing what you're supposed to do. And I mean, I know it gets some traction, online traction, and gets people to their site. That's what it's there for, Google reviews and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to review every single
but
thing
I do
buy.
Things are people only review things that are bad. If you go on a nice holiday or you stay in a nice hotel and everything works out
nature.
Rosy, you just forget about it and you go, oh, I'm going to leave a review of that when I get home. You don't. If it's shocking, you go online and you leave a horrible review on TripAdvisor and go, this hotel room was dreadful.
Yeah.
But you never say, actually, it was all right.
Well, that's, because you spent money on it, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
And you feel like you've been ripped off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to review every single thing I purchase.
Hopefully, if you want to review this podcast,
yes,
though,
please review the podcast positively.
We'd encourage you to do that to leave because on like Apple,
we love those reviews.
Because on Apple Podcasts, you can actually review this, and people have and said how good it
and
is.
And they're not going to now because you just
no. You review
no, I know
things.
What you mean.
All right, works of art you can review, but lint rollers, fuses, light bulbs.
But people do. People review everything on Amazon, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So there you go. Drop us a review. Thanks very much.
I bet if I looked at my emails right now, there'd be a reminder to review something.
Yeah.
Every, that was the one today.
Oh, and then
do they really want the review?
Yeah.
What is he threw it at your door threw as he's driving past?
Yeah. I love those on Facebook. When does anyone recognise this front door? Yeah, you've got my parcel.
Comedy, isn't it? You could make money out of doing that, I reckon.
What, being every driver?
No, you know, like, you know, matching people's front doors to their parcel.
I know this one. Yeah. I'll drive round and find it for you.
Yeah. Lise?
I don't know if I've got any rants this week. I say my life's been pretty rosy. But the one thing that does annoy me, which I found a lot, you know, like when you go a bit like Harv, on a website, accept cookies. Can you not just do that once in your life and go, I accept every single cookie on a website ever?
Yeah. What does it actually do, though?
It just gives them more data, doesn't it? See what you're looking at. Yeah. But you say yes every time.
No, well, I say yes to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, surely once you've done that once.
Our website does that.
It has to.
It has to.
Yeah.
It has to after, like, was it GDPR?
GDPR, yeah.
But it's just annoying. You should just be able to say, yes, I accept cookies.
In both contexts of that question, do I accept cookies? On the internet, yes. In real life, yes. It's always a yes.
It's always yes. So, yeah, that's the only thing that annoys me on a daily basis.
Oh, amazing.
I get that.
Have you got one?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, what is it? You sound like Liam Gallagher. Stood back. He's ready. he's ready, our kid.
These are crazy days, but they make me shine. So, Harv. This Hello. Came, we were in a restaurant the other day. It was probably about 6 weeks ago. And as I came out of the toilet, I said, I've just got me rant for the next podcast.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Do you know what it was?
No.
Well, there was a strange toilet because there was a men's and I had no toilet seat, first of all. That's not my rant. But I thought, well, where's that gone? Who's had that? Where's that? I didn't need it, but I thought, they haven't even tried to replace that. Yeah. Someone's either nicked it or snapped it off. And there's no toilet seat. You just got to sit on a porcelain. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
No.
A
bit cold.
Mm. Unless they're just...
And it's wider as well. Wouldn't you like to slip in?
Well, you could. There's a potential. But at the same time, that cafe, I've been in there since and there's still no toilet seat. So they've obviously...
Have you left them a review?
I should. I should leave them a review. But no, what I want to rant about, and there is a world where all of these are good and there's a world where all of these are terrible, is hand dryers.
Oh, yeah.
You can have a good hand dryer or you can have a friggin' terrible hand dryer. Yeah. To the point where I think, why this business of where I'm trying to wash my and dry my hands? Why did you waste your money on what can only be described as it was today by someone, an old lady coughing on my hands? Like those Dyson ones... They're brilliant. The Air Blade, or you put your hands in there. Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Dyson, by the way.
That'd be nice. I'll have a hairdryer and a wand.
Yeah. I'd like free tickets to the Bath Rugby, sponsored by Dyson. Nice. Mm. You want a wand? Magic?
Well, you know, like the curling one.
Oh. I didn't know Dyson did a magic wand.
I should have been more specific.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they're really good hand dryers, aren't they?
Yes.
And then other, you go, right, I've washed my hands. And then you walk up and it goes...
Oh, you have to keep like hitting it to
where
get it
just goes
on.
Like this, click, and you put your hands under there, and you think, what is that? There's no point, and I ain't got time for this.
No.
I ain't got time.
Do you know the ones I hate? The ones that are like modern, but that everything's underneath. You know, like you see in public toilets where they used to work where you press the button.
Airports.
No. But now you have to do hands and then move it along to water, and then the amount of people who are just like trying to get the air.
And you go to dry them, and then you get some soap again.
And then you just end up doing this, don't you, and wiping them on yourself, which is really unhygienic.
And the other thing is another rant about toilets. And another thing is they put all this smart stuff in toilets now, don't they? So you go in, you don't even have to touch tap. You walk up, you just put your hands there, and it breaks the little LED or whatever, you know, the infrared thing. Water comes out. Then you go to the soap, and it goes sweet like that, and you get the soap. And then you go back to the water, and you go sweet. That's great. And then you go and dry your hands. Oh look, it's a decent hand dryer. Yeah, brilliant. Oh, my hands are dry.
The door.
Now it's a pool door.
Yeah.
Where all of those blokes I've just seen come in here haven't washed their hands and they've all grabbed that handle.
Yep.
So what's the point?
And why aren't they automatic doors on toilets?
Well, yeah, and why don't toilet doors open outwards?
And why don't people wash their hands?
Well, that's the crux of it.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
I told you about that kid I saw fall in a urinal in Longley.
Oh, I think you have told
him. He literally, it was fireworks night, people everywhere. This little kid who was like knee high falls into the urinal and his dad just goes, come on, son, grab, didn't wash his hands. Wow. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, that kid's immune system's going to be like concrete. Yeah, it's going to be so hard.
Well, yeah, there is that. Yeah.
He didn't get COVID.
No,
but for me, and this is this is an overshare. It was COVID that made me realise that actually maybe I didn't wash my hands for long enough. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
I
the happy never, birthday thing.
Yeah, I was never quite as hygienic as I should have been.
Well, there you go.
Well, I did read something as well the other day that if you ever stop to think that you don't wash your hands, they
wash
each
other. And there was another one about the left hand doesn't know the right one exists or something. I've seen that somewhere.
Oh yeah, no, the right hand does everything. Well, the left hand just doesn't. How have we got to this point where the right hand can literally do anything and the left hand can't even hold a pencil? Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Unless you're
ambidextrous.
Yeah, there you go.
What determines what hand you use?
Now, there's a question. Lise, bit of homework for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go and find out what determines whether you're right or left-handed.
Two of my nieces and nephews are lefties, and the other two are... They're not all related. Well, they are related, obviously, but the two of their brother and sister are lefties, and the other two are
Don't think hand. I don't think dominant hand sign is hereditary.
Okay,
it's
guys.
For a different time.
Right, anyway. We got to wrap this up because we're just over an hour. So, Lise, you're singing us out.
Oh, what are we going to sing about today?
Well, we sang just the three of us.
Just the three of us. We can quite have the same ring
make
to it,
it if we try. Just the three of us. No, what we're going to do, let's play a little bit of music on the way out because we've got a little... What'd you say?
Jingle.
I wonder what you said then, Lisa. Right, take care, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye.